Well, this will be the last recording of Inside Medical Malpractice for the year 2020. It's been, to say the least, an interesting and amazing year in so many ways. One of the amazing things to me is that this little podcast, Inside Medical Malpractice, has gone out into the world and landed in some places with some people I never thought would happen. It's had thousands of downloads in dozens of countries, including Canada, Europe, Australia, India, Lithuania, Ethiopia. Nearly 30% of our listeners are now based in the United States. It's been approved for nursing and medical and legal continuing ed hours. It was nominated for an award this year as Best New Podcast in 2020 in the category of science. It didn't win, but I was so excited that it was even nominated. And it's now reached the top 10% of all podcasts everywhere, which is a huge accomplishment. I'm so just taken away by it and excited by the whole thing. So at the end of this first year, I just wanted to take a minute and thank a few people and express my gratitude. Firstly, to everyone who's taken the time to listen. Thank you so much. I appreciate so much any feedback that I've had when the podcast receives a good rating, or I get an email or a phone call from someone saying I heard it, and some lovely encouraging notes. Your words have meant so much to me, because there were a lot of days where I honestly thought, what exactly was I thinking starting a podcast? Secondly, I'd like to say a thanks to my son, Steve Rokosh, who is sitting right before me at this moment. He owns the studio where we've recorded all the podcasts, When Sparks Fly Productions. And we've learned so much. This was a first for both of us, and the learning curve has been big, and I'm sure you've all seen some changes, and we've had a great time working together and doing this. I'd also like to say thanks to my assistant, Erin Vasek, for all of her efforts in promoting, to my husband, Rick, for all of his tech knowledge to post and promote the podcast. And I'd also really like to thank the very earliest guests that we had on the podcast. It's not at all lost on me that it was a big leap of faith for them to volunteer to be recorded and take part for something that had absolutely no history and zero profile. My very first guest on the show is Richard Halpern from Toronto. I had emailed three or four lawyers that I knew quite well and asked if they'd take part, and the other three lawyers didn't even respond to the request. But Richard jumped at it and happened to be in Calgary. And we just sat down with a glass of wine and no notes and no practice and no rehearsal. And we just got busy. And an amazing thing about those first podcasts that we recorded is that two of them are still in the top five downloads of all time. And I'm just in awe and so appreciative of Richard for taking that leap of faith. Secondly, we had Maya Tomjanovich, and her episode titled A Medical Malpractice Lawyer Has a Baby is also still in the top five. And again, I'm so grateful to Maya for just taking that leap of faith. And because those two did so well and we were able to promote them in so many ways and they got nice listenership, other people jumped on board. And the other guests that we've had this year include Sheila McGregor, Farah Ismail, Paul Cahill, Virginia May, Gary Will, Dr. Daniel Ofri, Chief Justice Beverly McLaughlin, Dr. Rick Raymond, the dentist, and Michael Waite, a hospital defense lawyer. So thanks to all of you and all the guests and all the people that supported me in making this first year such a success. It's been fun and insightful and educational, and I've learned so much, and I'm just so grateful that it's all gone so well, and it's been an amazing project to take on in this year of COVID-19 when other things have gone kind of sideways. I hope to see you back here again in 2021, hopefully with COVID-19 disappearing in the rearview mirror, definitely with a new run of exciting guests. I've already got several people lined up, and I'm very excited about the topics and the continuing look at the fascinating world of medical malpractice. So thank you again, and take good care.